Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it, check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Pumping pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing Asian stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Won't feel about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Set the beat down in the house. Junior Mafia, Last Label.
I see you,
Yeah. All right.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening, man? It's your boy, Big Speaker. I am back, man. How y'all doing out there, man? Y'all had a good Thanksgiving weekend, man. I hope y'all Hope y'all got to spend a lot of time with y'all family. Got to sit right there, talk, enjoy, talk about memories, talk about old times, man. Happy for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? This Thanksgiving was a good Thanksgiving, man. Got to see family, got to see friends. You know, only bad part about it is, you know what I'm saying? My Tigers, my Auburn Tigers didn't win the game, but you know, it's all good, man. It's all good, man. But I wanted to get into the show. Like I said, I hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving for real, for real. But before I get into the show, man, I hope by tomorrow y'all leftovers done, man. Cause I'm tripping if y'all still eating them leftovers. I'm just letting y'all know right now, y'all still tripping though, for real, for real. If you had a seafood version of Thanksgiving, then okay, then I can see y'all still eating something. But the heavy food, the home cooking and all this stuff, man, y'all gotta get that up. I'm telling y'all, give it up. But yeah, man, let's get into the show, man. You know, today I want to talk to y'all about standards, man. Like, when you set standards, are you standing 10 toes down on those standards? Are you editing those standards as life go on? Or are you going to sit right there and forget about standards? And not all the time do standards have to be in a relationship. It doesn't have to be relationship standards. It can be standards for yourself. It can be standards for just how you want to be able to move through our life. Because I know I have standards for myself. For is who I am and the standards that set my identity as a man. And my train of thought is, those are mine. I'm standing on those. And you're not going to make me move. Now, here's the part to where you can come and kind of edit standards. And when I say edit, you have to, because as you move throughout life, you're going to continue to grow. You should be able to learn. You should not be in the same spot you was 2-3 years ago from that very point. If you are, then you need to go reevaluate your life. And that's just all seriousness. Not even trying to be funny. But you have to. Because if you don't have those set boundaries and standards, then you're going to be easily moved by anything somebody say or do. You're not going to know who you are as a person. So, what are your standards? What is a standard that you can stand by? I know me, one of my standards is keep a God in mind. That's a standard that will never change. You will not change my mind, because without him, I'm nobody. And that's facts. But for as another standard, one of mine, I could sit here and say, if I know that it's not of God, I'm not doing it. If it doesn't have nothing, if he not put his hands on it or say this is what he has, I'm not doing it. Because, like I said, I'm not making any types of sudden moves without him. So, once I know that he's in it, then I'm going to take off. I'm going to move. I'm going to do exactly what I'm supposed to do as a man. Handle business. So, yeah, man. I'm gonna take a quick little break, man. We're gonna get into this song, man. Headlines by Drake, man. I know y'all called in, man. But, you know, you want to talk to him. You want to express your standards. Tell me your standards. Press 1 on your phone, man. And I can bring you in and we can talk, man. Let's get it.
I I might be too strung out on compliments, overdose on confidence. Started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence. Drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments. Faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness. And they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that. I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that. And they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at? I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it, please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my dish and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
Yo, what's up, what's up, man? Your boy Big Speaker is back, man. One shot to say, man, like I said, happy holidays to y'all, man. Thank y'all for joining the show. You know, like I said, today we're going to talk about standards, man, for real, for real. Back to what I was saying. I said one of my standards was just keeping God first, you know what I'm saying? As long as I know that God is in it, as long as I know that I got God first, man, and I know that's what he want me to have, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to move on it. And my second standard was, if it doesn't involve God, then I'm not moving. Feel me? And that's just how it is. And you can't knock me out my pivot. You can't make me rethink. You can't make me move. Can't make me not think about it. Because that's just how I am. I'm wired that way. I was taught to be that way. But I can literally say my third standard is respect. Long as I feel like you give me the respect, I give you the respect. It's a two-way street. You give what you get. So I feel as though, you know, with people, you have to be able to have respect for one another. You have to be able to sit right here and say, hey, I respect you, and your opinion, and I respect everything that you have, to say. But here's where I want to come from. Because a lot of people in today's age, we sit right here and we tend, if we feel like we not agreeing on something, that it has to be a argument. Or it has to be a shouting match, or I don't like you, you don't like me, when it really don't. When it all boils down to respect and listening and being able to be transparent in those situations. And I feel as though if you have that mindset for respect, then it's going to take you a long way. Because I know as a man, my everything around me is respect. My mom taught me respect. My dad taught me respect. Everybody in my life taught me respect. So if I feel as though I don't have your respect, or I don't feel like you're moving with respect, then you're not going to get that respect back. Doesn't mean I got to be nasty towards you. Doesn't mean I got to sit right here and talk about you like a dog. Nah. It's just I'm not going to give you what you think you should have if you're not giving me what I know I deserve. So in order to be able to move in life, you have to have standards. Now we can get into the relationship standards. You feel me? You know, now that seems to be a big topic of today's age. And I can't do nothing but respect it. Because we have a lot in today's society to what people say is childish, to what people say is they need to grow up and stuff like this. To some people, that's their standard. That's what they believe in. And that's what they're going to stand on. You can sit right here. If you don't have the respect level of their standard, if they don't respect you, then you should leave them. If they don't sit right there and honor what you're saying, stop messing with them. Because if you cross that line, that boundaries, which is my standards, then what is there else to talk about? Because once I set the standard, and this is what I'm looking for out of you, that's what I'm going to expect. I can go back to one, respect. If you don't set the standard of I deserve respect, I demand respect, and this is what it is, that person is going to forever walk all over you. They're going to ignore you. They're going to show you that you don't mean nothing to them. So when you show that person what they give you, then you're in the wrong. But in reality, they're in the wrong for not respecting you and your standards and your boundaries. That even go for friends. I got standards. Hey, look. I done showed you respect. I done showed you that I listened to you. Now it's my turn. And I think that, you know, a lot of people, they tend to feel as though, and this is today's society, they feel as though if you don't listen to them, if you don't agree with them, if you don't basically be their yes man, then they ain't going to respect you. They ain't going to care about nothing you say. So you got to be the one to sit right here and show them, I'm not finna be your yes man. I'm not finna be your yes guy. I'm not finna be none of that. Be able to stand up for yourself and say, hey, this is what I believe in. This is my standard. This is who I am. But don't cross that. And once you do that, then that person it's either A, they're going to respect it, or they're going to move on. Because once you stand up for yourself, what they going to do? Not Nathaniel, you feel me? They can't do nothing unless you allow them to. So, yeah, man, all my callers, man, y'all call in, man. Press the 1. Y'all press the 1 on y'all phone. Y'all can call. It'll make sure y'all call in. Y'all can tell me some of y'all standards, man. We're here, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we're going to take a quick short music break, man. He go right away forever in the stone, man.
Mars got lit another one.
Acting like he ain't scared of losing, nigga. That's why. Family, friends, love, all that. Man, I'm fun. No love. Mm-hmm.
phone every time you in your feelings. But ain't no one I can call on, I'm feeling how I'm feeling. I can't lie, she did it all wrong, don't know why I was tripping. Lost and looking for love, coming straight up out them trenches. Tell me how can you complain, I'm the one who made it different. Remember we ain't have a thing, I'm the one who go and get it. I'm the one who changed the game, I'm the one who saw the vision. I'm the one who stood up in a room, didn't get it. And I love my dogs for the love of all my. I got two baby girls I ain't seen in a minute. And I know that that ain't right. You might say that I'm tripping. I'm just trying to get it right. So much came with this position. So much came with this position. So much came with this life. So much came with this money. So much came with this ice. Ain't no f***ing with f***ing with me. So tell me why I feel like for your love I must compete. But that's okay. That's just fine. I can't lie, I was all yours because I thought you were mine. I woke up and hit the road, my feelings left through the night. I'm just fine. I love put my life on the line. I pray that they do the same if it ever comes time. Forever setting stones, won't treat me like I'm regular, cause you know what I'm on. Get a hold of me, hold on to me, and never let me go. They ain't never ride for me, so roll for me, forever gonna be yours. We'll be okay.
Yo, what's up, man? Your boy Big Speaker is back, man. I want to sit right here and say happy holidays again. Man, I think that two of the biggest standards that we really don't really talk about, and I think that a lot of people pay attention to, especially women when you are talking to them when you in a relationship, is your work ethic. Is your work ethic and your self-discipline. Because when people see that you have a goal and you sacrifice, you work, you sit down, you plan, you review it, and you just put the action, they ain't gonna do nothing but respect it. They ain't gonna do nothing but sit right here and say, oh, I like that about that, but I like that about him. I like that about her. Because now we are in an age where everybody sit right here and can't evaluate you. They're going to see everything you do. No matter what you can not post on social media, you can post. If you post on social media, they definitely going to see. So, hey. But people always seem to pay attention to you when you think they not. When you think it's just you and you just doing whatever you doing, there are people that still pay attention to you. They may not be haters. Some of them may be supporters. Some of them may just may be flat out nosy, which is to sum up this generation for real, for real. They want to see what you do. They want to see how you been. They want to see how you living. And when they see that you done put some in motion for them to, I mean, for yourself to be successful, and you work hard and you go and you put in so much time, you sacrifice stuff in your personal life or even work life to chase a dream or something, and you succeed, people definitely pay attention to that. Even when you fail, of course, when you fail, they're going to talk about you, but at the end of the day, they're going to talk about you regardless. Even the day after you die, you're still going to get talked about. Your work ethic also plays a role into your self-discipline. Because when you want something, You're going to put in work for it. You're going to sacrifice for it. You're going to show, hey, this is what I want. That's what I'm going to go get. And when you want it bad enough, that's when that self-discipline kick in and be like, man, I ain't worried about the party this weekend. I ain't worried about going out with my friends. All that fun, all that, you ain't missing out on. Once you realize you're not missing out on that, man, I promise you, you'll be like, man, what was I tripping about? You'll begin to think, like, what was I tripping about when I was younger? Like, why did I have to? But a lot of people, we can sit right here and say that's because we're young. In which most of us are still young. But now that we're a bit older, we understand that I can miss that. I ain't missing out on that. Because at the same time, you go to a party, what? Still the same girls there, same dudes there. Still smoking, drinking, alcohol. Like, what you missing? Probably with a conversation. What, you missing the way people dress up, show up? Ain't nothing to miss. Only thing you miss is your goals that you have set for yourself. When you decide, hey, I got to do this, but, oh, I'm going to go to the party. What the saying is, man, get to the money so you can have some fun. And that's how my mindset is. And even with my dreams, my goals, I'm going to get to them. Because I have gotten to that space to where I'm willing to sacrifice. And it may took me a minute to be able to kick it, to get into that mind, but I'm okay with that. Because now that I'm in that mindset, it ain't nothing you can really tell me. Because I got my sights set on something bigger. See, your mindset may be on the small thing, but my mindset on the bigger thing. And that's where your work ethic and your self-discipline kick in. And them just two standards. Just two. And I think another one, and it's crazy, this is a big one, I might touch somebody with this one, is your social comparison. You get on social media and you see how your friends doing. You see how your family doing. You just see people around the world your age doing. And you see you probably not in the same space as them. You probably not living how they living. But see, when you set that standard of, okay, this is me, and I ain't moving into, and I know my blessing coming from God, and you harp down on it, and you work, your time will come. But I feel as though, like, this generation, we do a lot of social comparison for what? And I would be less of a person if I sat right here and said I ain't ever did that. I would be lying. And I'm not finna lie to y'all. Y'all know the name of the show. It's True Spoken. The truth is, I have done that. I have felt as though, man, I see him. Man, you doing good. It wasn't no jealousy, no. Definitely wasn't no jealousy because I will never be jealous over anybody. But it's like, man, I ain't going hard enough, man. Oh, I ain't doing exactly. And you get to ask him, like, man, what you do, bro? How you? And they make it sound easy. And it really don't be easy. Well, to some people, they want to take the short route. But to the ones that really, the real deal, want to grind and put their work in, they take the long route. Because the long route means it's going to last longer. So, to have your life and compare yourself to somebody else is something that you definitely should not do. Because God never makes a mistake when he created you. He never made not one mistake when he created you. He placed you with the parents you were supposed to be with and the lifestyle you have. But it's up to you. Whether you came into a lifestyle with a good parent, good household, or a bad household, you the one determine your future. You determine how you want to live your life, not nobody else. But yeah, man, I want to say, man, y'all call in, man. Press one, now I can speak. I let y'all share y'all standards. Let everybody hear about y'all standards. But right now, we finna get into Jack Harlow First Class, baby. Let's get it.
I've been a throw up the in a and I can put you in. City from this balcony. Back in 2019, I was outside freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what frat that you was in, you can't out for me. Keep dreaming. Pineapple juice, I give a sweet, sweet, sweet. I know what they like, so I just keep teasing. Hard drive full of heat seeking. Trying to come the same day as Jack rethinking. You don't need Givenchy, you need Jesus. Why do y'all sleep on me? I need reasons. I got plaques in the mail peak season. Shout out to my UPS workers, making sure I receive it. You can do it too, believe it. I've been a throw up the sex in a they say you a superstar now, damn, I guess I am. You might be the man, well that's unless I am. Okay, I'll confess I am. Go ahead and get undressed, I am. Okay, cool, you on Sunset?
I am.
I'm about to slide, okay, I'm outside, okay. This lifestyle don't got many downsides. Except for the lack of time, I get around my family, making sure they never downsize. I got visions of my mind saying, wait, this house is mine. Can't lie, I'm on Angus Cloud 9. I got him on a bandwagon now, about time. I ain't even got no downtime. Every time I speak, she say, yeah, that sounds fine. I've been a throw up the in a, and I can put you in.
Yo, 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 your boy Big Speaker is back, man. I was Jack Harlow, man, First Class, man. But like I was saying, man, social comparison is one big old thing that we do. Because I feel as though if you still, after so long, still comparing your life to other people, you don't have the good standards for your life. You don't have that mindset of, it's about me. You still worry about the next person. And you worried about them for no reason. And you may not be worried about them in a negative way or in just a bad way. But you worried about what they doing instead of worrying about what you have to do. Because we sit right here and, yeah, we young. And, yeah, we in a generation where you can say getting money is kind of quick in a sense. But at the same time, most of these people that get to this money, they ain't doing it the right way. Most of you people that's living this lavish lifestyle they got, they ain't doing it the right way. So what you sitting right here worried about for? What you sitting right here looking at how they doing their thing? Because if you really sit back and think, man, most of these people that be on social media and that you comparing your life to, that's around, I'm going to say our age because I got a lot of young people listening. If you in that 21 and up lifestyle right now, but most of the people we seeing right here watching, they got these lavish cars, they got all this stuff, man. It really ain't theirs. It probably is theirs, but they probably working about 3-4 jobs to maintain a lifestyle that they want to show out to other people. Which means they probably overworking their body, barely getting sleep, barely eating, probably having more mental problems. But you sitting right here worried about, because you said they got a big house, they got the car that you want, probably got the girl, the man that you want, but you not seeing what's on the back end. That's all part of having standards for yourself. And that's something I realized, like, when I set them standards for myself, man, it ain't nothing you can do. I'ma lock in, and that's what I'ma do. I have a goal. And when I reach that goal, I'ma be able to look back and be like, okay, you know what? I took the right route. I took the route that God had for me. I took the route that he placed for me to do. So it taught me how to love and appreciate something more. Because most of these people don't appreciate. They don't want to sit right here and put the work, put the hard time in. They want the easy, quick, simple way out. But they never learn to value the blessing that they have. Because here's the thing. When you get something quick and you go away from your morals, your standards, your boundaries, you even cross your boundaries, you're not going to enjoy it quick. You're not going to enjoy what you have. Because everything that you getting quickly, it's going to quickly be, I need something else. I need to upgrade. And the quicker you upgrade, the lesser the value of what you have. If you don't value something, what is the point of having it? That's just like being, like I said, I'm going to go back to the relationship part too. It's just like being in a relationship and you have your standards and you set them and you say, hey, we going to move like this and we going to do this. But y'all hop in a relationship quicker than what you wanted. Oh, I love him. Oh, I love her. Well, y'all quicker just got together and neither one of y'all know a single thing about each other. You probably couldn't even tell me that person's middle name, let alone their favorite color. If you can't tell the person their favorite color, then it's a problem. Me personally, I'll just be real. But to rush something and break standards for something like a relationship is something that definitely goes downhill. Now, everybody's lifestyle is different. Everybody's blessing is different. How God want to give it to you is different. But I know as for me and my standards and what I stand for and the person I talk to, it's take time, get to know, and build up a bond. Because if without the bond, without having that relationship, without having that friendship, what is it going to be? It's going to be another quick, that didn't last long. Then you're going to be sitting there looking crazy in front of your family because you done brought the person around your family. All because you could not stand on business with having the standards and the boundaries and setting them. And y'all agreeing to not break those. And I think the best thing about life is when you have those and you set them and you live like how you, and you live it through. And you put the hard work and you put the time in and you say, hey, I'm glad I'm able to do that. I'm glad I was able to do that because it shows just who I am as a person. But see, I didn't say this early in the show and I probably should have said it early in the show. Having standards and sticking to them tells a lot about you. It tells a lot about the person that you are. Because if you sit right here and set them and you break them, then you try to go back to them. Then you break them again. Then you try to go back to them again, whether you're in a relationship or it's just personal standards for yourself. It shows that you're inconsistent. And an inconsistent person is not going to sit right here and be able to make it far in life. Because when you want something, when you put the, when you want it bad, you, I mean, you want it bad, bad, you're going to be like, hey, man, look. All right. Let me sit down. Let me plan this out. And let me get straight to it. And everything. And over the time, this is what people don't understand. A lot of these people, and I'm going to say rappers and upcoming rappers, and or not even just that, anybody. We see all these big time celebrities, all these people that made it in a, probably in the career that we want or a dream or goal that we want. But a lot of them say the best thing about their life, it was not that they made it to being rich or that they got a lot of people wanting them or liking what they do. It was the journey that they took. I take Rod Wave. I'm a huge Rod Wave fan. And he said, the best part about this whole thing was the journey. I may have lost people, but the journey was the best part because you get to figure out yourself. You doing new things that you ain't never done before. For him, it was performing in front of, 500 people, then 1,000, going on the city, little small tours. And then you start opening up for Kevin Gates. Then seeing that now he at the point of where he getting 15,000, 17,000, 20,000 people showing up for him now. Whereas in the beginning, they were showing up for somebody else he was just opening up for, being open to act for. And within that journey, he found out just who was there with him and who was not, who was along the ride just to say, hey, I know him. Or, hey, I'm just here for the moment just to have fun because I see you on the up and up. It shows a lot. And that comes from, like I said, having standards and boundaries and having self-discipline and be like, I'm finna go get what belongs to me. So it's in this life we live, it's just like we have to be able to know ourselves. If you don't know yourself, who are you? Can nobody, you can't, you don't know who you are if you don't know yourself. And not knowing yourself is a dangerous thing. Like, seriously, if you don't know yourself, I promise you, you're gonna lose everything. You don't have that mindset of this is who I am, this is what I stand for, because you're gonna be easily fooled. It's a saying that says stand for something or fall for anything. And if you don't have that mindset, that standards, then you're going to fall for anything. But yeah, man, y'all press one, man. Call in. Tell me some of y'all standards, man. Let the people hear it. But, man, we're going to get into it. All My Life by Lil Durk. Let's get it.
Rio told me he been on some positive. Yeah, yeah. Lately, I just want to show up and body. Yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out too fast. Boy, you ain't with a badge. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm a voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous in the clutch. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health. But
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
I never thought I'd make it out.
Make it, make it, make it.
No, no.
They couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto, cold world, hello. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. I spit out, it's a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And I put a hit out, and another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the left, so they think they ahead of me, but I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. The little crumbs that they had, a reminder to humble yourself. Could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Think it damn wicked to get their names buzzed. Some gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple. It's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap. I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview. Most days, small like I'm going through a phase. Young days, shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't take me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me. They couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
They
be trying to keep me down.
I've been up for 3 nights trying to plan out my life. I've been living so wrong, but I just want to do right. It's like I've been up for 3 nights trying to plan out my life. I've been living so wrong, but I just want to do right. It's like I did her so wrong, but wanted her to be my wife. Want to pack up my clothes, my kids and catch us a flight. They getting older. I never wanted them to know how it felt to come from a broken home. My fault, guess I did it all wrong. Parked the Rose truck, ain't drove that thing in a minute. I don't even know why I bought it. Really hate the attention. I said it was the look on my mama face when I did it, but really it was my pride. Ready to say it ain't ready. Can't get lost in the sauce, called it money competitions. What's the point of an Instagram image when you got millions for real? You really got the millions for real. 7 in the morning, my buzzing and banging. All day my phone rang ever since I've been famous. Everybody got the perfect scheme to get us some paper. Trying to make it seem as best for me and it ain't no favor. If it wasn't for favors, they'll never call you. Sometimes I need someone to talk to. Sometimes this life can be confusing. Call your friends and ask how they doing. I'm cooling. Most days I just be cooling. Everybody got their own life and their own problems. This life's too short for grudges, call them. To the girl who got my heart forever open, my line to my down the road, one call at a time. My phone never ring to see if I'm doing fine. Even though I be so caught up on the grind, could you call me if I ever cross your mind? Do I ever cross your mind? If I ever cross your mind, call me if I ever cross your mind. Do I ever cross your mind? If I ever cross your mind, please call me.
Yo, 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 your boy is back, man. Had to hit y'all with a double one, man, with that Rod Wave, man. Call your friends, but, man, y'all, if y'all ever heard Nostalgia, his new album, bro, y'all need to go get at it. I'm telling y'all. Y'all need to go get at Nostalgia, man, because I'm a Rod Wave fan. I'm going to just say, everybody says it's the number one right now, but to me personally, it's not. But it's, I ain't going to lie, it's top two for real, for real. I don't know. It might be number one. I just know it's a lot of songs on there. Everybody feels, oh, he make In These Feelings depressing songs. No, the man is telling his story, man. I'm just being real. He's telling the whole story. And a lot of people have to understand, like, the stuff that he talks about is basically dealing with our generation, man. Like, for real. But you just got to listen to it, man. Y'all just got to listen to Nostalgia, but it's the album go crazy. I promise y'all ain't go crazy, man. But, man, like, let me get back, man. But, you know, in life, we don't take time to evaluate what we have. We don't take time to sit right here and get to know ourselves. So at least some people don't, especially early on, of course. There's no problem with that. There's no problem with that because you're young. When you're in your teenage years, you thinking about just, how with high school, partying, sports, and where you gonna go to college, or what you gonna do, or even what you do after college, because I think that's the moment of time in life that we have to set those standards and be able to find ourselves without having our parents, without having friends make decisions for us, all that. And without, at that point is when you start to say, hey, I'm a find myself. When you want to find yourself, when you want to make different, when you want to make a difference, want to make a change, and just see and sit right here and say, hey, let me go see what's out here that I want for me. Because when we're young, we see YouTubers, we see what rappers, we see what all types of stuff. And you want to be just like them. You want to have that lifestyle. But a lot of people don't know what it takes to have that lifestyle. But when you have that mindset of, I'm a dog and I'm going to go get that. And that's what I want. That's what I'm going to get. Then you're going to go get it. And along, you ain't going to trip about the journey. You ain't going to trip about what comes with it. You're going to be tired, of course. You're going to be like, man, I don't know. You're going to start questioning sometimes, like, God. And within those precious moments, within all that, that's when you find out who you are made of. That's when you find out what is for you and what is not for you. That's when you find out what you like and what you don't like. Because it's a lot of things in life I thought that I liked, but it broke my standards. It broke my boundaries. And that's not something that I wanted. So once I figured out, hey, that's not what I want, then, hey, I switched up everything. I promise. And I think that's what even this life right now is, I'm making this show and y'all listening, is just I'm saying, just thinking like, okay, you know what, now that you set that level one standards, now I get the level two standards. Because to me, I have in my opinion, like, when I elevate at different levels, I keep my same standards, but I add new ones to it because I'm going up. As I keep elevating, I have to continue to have new standards, new boundaries. And with that, I feel as though it changes who you are. So, you know, it's just having those different, just having that level of confidence in yourself to know, like, hey, I got to switch this up. I got to do this. I got to move differently this way, is even better. And that's the best, and that's the sweet part, and that's the best part about it, just learning yourself and being able to move different. But we're gonna get into one last song, man. Friday when it comes to you, then after that we're gonna wrap up the show, man. Here we go.
I done gave my heart and you fell in the deep end. You done came into my life while I was sinking. I've been on that type of time with demons. All the time I was outside, I was creeping. It was love at first sight, girl, when you walked in. Couldn't look deep in your eyes, cause I get lost. You was hurting deep inside and you was broken. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, nah. Girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to. Pulling up fast for you, 223 bus round for you. All eyes on me, got me feeling like pop, but I do it all for you. Don't get caught up in them lies before you know the truth. I'd be down to risk it all if you ask me to. Ain't playing with your heart, cause that's too much to lose. You putting up a wall, but you ain't bulletproof. I done got it out the mud, ain't got nothing to prove. Tryna open up your mind and see a clearer view. All the times I made you wait for me, no. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, nah. Girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Oh, oh, I won't waste.
Yo, what's up, man? Your boy is back, man. We're going to wrap up the show in a second. But before I wrap it up, man, I wanted to say what I say, man. Happy holidays, man. Once again, for the millionth time, but it's just happy, man. Y'all know Christmas right before we blink, but Christmas going to be here, man. So I hope y'all get y'all gifts together, man, because I know I'm always that one that say I'm gonna get gifts early. And I don't get them till like the week of Christmas. But I know I ain't the only one, man. So, man, y'all better get, man, look. And stop eating them leftovers, man. Stop eating them leftovers. That junk is not healthy. If y'all still eating them leftovers, y'all got a problem. You feel me? Y'all got a huge problem with it. Today, with it. Sunday, by Tuesday, if you still eating them, it's a problem. But I'm going to holler at y'all, man. Y'all be easy. Y'all be breezing. Y'all be safe. Yeah.